Hello, everybody, and welcome to Facebook Ads Agency Builders. We are a powerhouse community of entrepreneurs seizing the opportunity of the rapidly advancing digital marketing industry and bringing some of the best minds in the business together to have massive impact for our clients. Over the past 5 years, Tyler Narducci has been building and scaling his own digital agency, helping businesses grow and market their services and products through online advertising. Now, he's helping other startup digital agencies launch and scale rapidly to six figures with the Done For You agency program. If you are interested in taking your agency to the next level and skip all those painful mistakes most have to make by learning directly from those killing it in the digital agency space, then apply now at sobeviral.com/agency-build. That's sobeviral.com/agency-build. There will be a clickable link in the podcast show notes as well as in the About section of the Facebook group. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I have Eduardo here, and Eduardo is a part of the Done For You agency program. And he's absolutely killing it right now. And it's just really been exciting to watch you grow. So thank you so much hopping on here with me.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome. So let's just dive right in. What is the name of your marketing agency?
JCP Marketing Group. Yes, and there's the initials actually are basically the initials of my kids, which is kind of
nice.
Neat. Yeah. So kind of wanted to make meaning behind it, even though I'm constantly battling SEO with JCPenney.
But yeah, no, my brain just like skipped right over that. I didn't even think to ask about the meaning behind that, but I love that.
Giovanni for my son, and then C is Karina. And then the last name is P, which is Pantoja. So yeah.
Nice. So, that's awesome. I love that. I love having some meaning behind the business name. Yeah. So when did you officially launch your agency?
So it's crazy. It's been open for 5 years already. Mm-hmm. And when I say essentially open, not really open, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's funny. I've worked for multiple companies, corporate companies, right? And when I kind of got let go from a company, it was like 10 years or whatever, 5 years ago, when I decided to open the agency. And I got tired because I was like, man, I literally did everything for this company. Like, it's crazy. And it's multiple companies, not just, for some reason, when I work for corporate companies, I end up managing 5-6 different companies down the road. But I put my sweat and tears. I worked over 10 years plus with this one company, and I'm like, man, and just, they literally let you go with the blink of an eye, right? And it hurt because obviously it felt like a part of my company, you know, that's how much work I put into it, right? But at the end of the day, I know it wasn't my company, right? But it felt like that. So I put so much work into it, and they literally, So I got burnt so bad by it. And I'm like, man, I have, you know, a unique marketing skill set that I can do just about every work. I know how to graphic design. I know how to build sites on my own, a little bit of everything. And I'm like, man, why don't I just start my own company?
Yeah.
So I did that, and it started off really well. But eventually I was marketing the wrong way. And it just died down, right? But obviously I kept the business open so it ended up turning more like as a freelance type company.
Yeah, like a freelance gig.
But not official company. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So, a lot of people make that transition. I definitely relate to your story of giving all to a company and them just like totally not, you know, feeling the same way. And then like, they'll replace you and turn off your access to your email in like a second. And you can
literally,
you know, years of, you know, sweat equity to these companies, and they're going to walk away from you in a second and have you replaced without even batting an eye. But we kind of like dedicate ourselves. And it's like, it's a shock to people when they realize how fast companies will replace them. I've seen that story so many times, and it's definitely fuel for starting something like this.
Correct. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it definitely being burnt multiple times, and yeah, it hurts. But yeah, there's nothing better than having your own company for sure.
Absolutely. So, how many months ago did you start the Done For You agency?
So it's been less than, it's been a little over 2 months, I want to say. And even during the process, I got hit with COVID. So I was like, wow. So yeah, I was literally out for like a week and a half.
challenge. I mean, it's a massive challenge that you overcame and still were hitting incredible numbers. So in that little more than 2 months, how much revenue did you generate for your agency?
Slightly over $65,000. So yes, amazing. I still can't believe it when I say it.
that's phenomenal. So a little more than 2 months, $65,000 all in total. So right now you're at about $30,000 per month. And you're looking at a yearly track of at least 300K. I mean, just if you maintain what you're doing right now.
I mean, amazing. Yes. I mean, I don't believe it. So like, sometimes I have to pinch myself to realize it's really happening.
even with a little bit of growth, I don't expect you to just stay where you're at right now. Like you're off with a bang, right? And even with just a little bit of growth, I mean, you could easily, I mean, you'd have to be stagnant, completely stagnant, doing the exact same thing for the next 12 months to be at 300K. That means that more than likely you're going to do more than that. So you're probably looking at 500K, potentially $500,000 in the next year of revenue for yourself. How does that feel?
Oh man. I mean, like I said, it feels amazing, and I'm not trying to look at it as a number wise, but you know, it's just, I love what I do, and I'm like so excited to wake up every day and like get up and work and make calls and do sales and do whatever I have to do to make it work. But yeah, no, I'm just super excited to work, and like, you know, and now it's just, it's an amazing feeling when you just wake up and you're like, oh, you just got paid, you know, from a client. Right. So it's amazing just to see that reoccurring revenue randomly pop up, you know, and it's just, I was used to, you know, as probably most of us, getting paid every 2 weeks. Right. And it's like, now I can essentially decide how much money I want to make, when I want to get paid, a little bit of everything. So just having that, you know, getting that little Stripe alert that, you know, that your deposit is on the way. It's an amazing feeling. But like, you know, the money has been incredible. But just essentially, I just really love what I do. And I just feel so much revived and energetic and excited to wake up. You know what I mean? Because I know that I'm doing this for me and my future, and then everyone that's on my team that works with me.
So, yeah, it's a whole new level of fulfillment when you're working for your own. You're working for your own business versus like, you know, working for someone else's. Like, I can totally relate to that feeling of waking up, just being excited for the day, because you know that you're, you know, you're taking more steps toward your own thing. It also kind of goes into weekend work. So like, I love to have fun on the weekends, but like, you know, my partner will catch me on my phone and stuff sending emails, and he's like, are you sending an email right now? And I'm like, well, yeah, I just need to take care of this really quick or whatever. And it's like, I don't mind doing that because I really enjoy what I do, right? Like, you're really
exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the same way. I mean, I've always had the entrepreneur mind spirit, you know, and I guess we'll discuss my niches here shortly, but like, it's amazing. It really is. I mean, there's really no words to describe it. And like, I mean, I don't know why everyone's not a business owner. I don't care what you do. But you know, love what you do.
Everyone was a business owner.
I know. We'll be in trouble.
Have any clients?
I know. I love, you know, I love it. So do what you love. Is I don't care what niche you're in or what industry. Just if you love waking up and doing it, don't do it for the money, but love what you do.
Absolutely.
So that's how I see it.
Totally agree. You live once. If you don't love what you do, if you hate what you do 5 out of 7 days. And you live one time, and you're happy 2 days out of the week. Like, you're just not doing it right. Like, you have to take control of that car. Anyways, you brought up niche. I would love for you to share what niche you're working with.
So when I originally started, I was working in healthcare, and then I branched over to med spa, and essentially that's my sub niche now. But primarily, it was my main niche. My wife owns a med spa. So I kind of pretty much know a lot of it just because I hear it every day. Right.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
But I also, during the pandemic, spent about a year, roughly over a year, I opened up a few e-com stores, Amazon and some Shopify stores.
Nice.
And I was like, man, I have to find, you know, a way to kind of have money working for you instead of you working for money, essentially. Yeah. And so I got into that and I've been able to grow those businesses. And I was like, man, and I mean, I didn't even think about getting into the industry of marketing because, and Jane kind of like say, she was basically told me, won't you do e-com? You're doing e-com already. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I'm doing it for myself. And she's like, well, won't you do it for everybody else too? And I'm like, well, you got a point, you know, like literally it just went, oof, you know, over, you know? And so that's the main niche I'm focusing on is e-com. The sub niche is med spa and aesthetic clinics. The e-com niche is, it's been amazing the way it's taken off for me. And those have been my big ticket items is the e-com side.
E-com stores, yeah, they're huge. I mean, e-commerce is so strong coming out of 2020, going into 2021. I'm just absolutely exploding. During the pandemic, there were times where e-commerce, just general like day-to-day sales were matching Black Friday level sales of previous years just because shopping online so much more right now.
Essentially. If you're not online, your business is technically checking out. You're going to go out of business eventually.
100%. How many clients do you have right now?
Anywhere from 15 to 25, give or take. Not all of them are all reoccurring. Okay. So when I kind of say a one-stop shop marketing company, because we're doing, we do promotional and printing items as well. Mm-hmm. So some clients just order promotional items from us.
Okay.
The reoccurring clients that I've been able to capture from the elite program, you know, those are the ones that I kind of want to put 110% focus on because that's what's going to keep the lights on at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right?
So I see the other stuff as like ancillary services, you know, it's a bonus, you know, somebody wants to order 1,000 mugs or something like that, you know, but it doesn't happen every month.
100%. That's what I also say about referrals too. People, you know, they'll come, they'll apply for the program and we like to ask them, you know, what's your main source of leads? And we see referrals all the time. And I'm like, referrals are great. But if you don't have a steady flow of new clients, those referrals are going to dry up. It's like, you know, it's like the extra. It's not
exactly
the main thing. So those one-off services are kind of like the extra, whereas monthly recurring revenue is the main, you know, cake essentially.
Yeah. Those are all the upsells and, you know, I mean, that's what keep clients happy and they don't have to search anywhere else. You know, it's like, you need some, you know, business cards. Oh, great. I can do that for you. I'll save you the time. You don't have to look anywhere else. We'll do those for you. You know, and they feel like, oh, wow. You know, and I'll give you my cost or whatever on it just because, you know, kind of sell them that pitch. I'll give you, you know, appreciation, you know, pricing, right? Just because you're with us.
Yeah.
And they like the little things like that, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So what were you doing necessarily before you launched your agency? You said you were working full-time for a company.
Yes, I was working. So essentially two companies. So I worked for obviously the long company that was 10 plus years before I opened up the agency, essentially. Then I obviously pandemic hit, you know, business obviously dropped. So then I started working for another company for roughly a year or so. Mm-hmm. I was really overwhelmed and stressed. And it was literally right before I joined the Elite program. And eventually it was just so much for me that I had to let it go. You know, when you come to work and you're depressed and stressed and it's time to, if it's affecting your life at home, then it's time to let it go. Right. Yes. So I took the leap of faith and let it go. And I've been given 110% time to, you know, the Elite program and my agency. And it's been working, right? So basically I did it with not knowing, I don't have income coming in except for my e-com side, right? But I was like, I don't have any income coming in, you know? And literally that's why I can vouch for this program so much. So, I mean, I literally took, you know, money from my savings to invest into this program without knowing if I was going to make anything, you know, and I vouch for the program 110% because it's really gotten me it's given me new life, essentially.
Yeah.
So thank you.
you're more than welcome. I mean, honestly, it has a lot to do with you, you know, and your own determination to make it work, right? Like, like you said, you gave it 110%, and you're going to get out of it what you put into it. You put everything that you have in, and it's definitely paying off. What is something that you've experienced while growing your agency, whether, you know, what in the side of freelancing before you joined the Dunn Free Agency program, or in the last 2 months that you've been in the program, what's something that you experienced that you didn't necessarily expect, you know, on with a rapidly growing agency?
Or at least during the program, something that I experienced is basically, I've always been about like giving back and helping other people and supporting people. And that's why I was so happy to jump on this call with you, because if I can motivate somebody, then I know I did a job well done. And but basically the support, you know, we're all in marketing, you know, and the Facebook groups and, you know, the team support and all that, but basically everyone's supporting each other, right? I mean, and we're all, you know, there's millions of clients out there for us to all feed off, right? Yeah. But we, you know, no one's greedy, you know, it's like, oh, this person's doing it. How come, you know what I mean? What's going on? You know, but yeah. Everyone's given so much support. And I mean, I don't know how many Facebook ads on I've had since I've been in the group, you know, people adding me on and sending me chat. Hey, what are you doing? You know, and I've literally had probably at least 20, 30 conversations with fellow members, you know, for over hours.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
I learned from you.
Yeah, and just really discussing and picking each other's brains, right? And I just love the support, you know, and that's something that I've experienced that I didn't expect to experience, and I love it.
That's awesome. You know, I try to, in the program, I try to kind of like practice as I preach, right? Because when you're talking about, you know, when you're dealing with clients, you're dealing with leads on the phone every day, like one thing that really helps your sales is to truly and honestly come from a place of, I want to help this client. I want to help this person grow their business. Like that's what's going to sell more e-com stores. That's what's going to sell more med spas. It is genuinely wanting to help people. Like when we talk about sales and a sales script and the sales process that we teach in the program, you know, that process works and that sales script works, but to an extent, like you can't come off like a robot. You know, you have to come Absolutely. Off as like, you know, I genuinely want to help somebody. And the best way to do that is to genuinely want to help somebody, right? And Absolutely. I find that everyone here in this program, like, you know, I know that everyone on my team, myself included, like we genuinely want every single one to do just like the absolute most that they possibly can. We try and foster this culture of wins and supporting each other in the wins, helping each other during challenges. And, you know, hoping that that same energy and that same, you know, desire to truly want to help your clients on a day-to-day basis translates over to you guys. And it sounds like it absolutely has with you, but it translates over to you guys and your clients, you know, so that you can sell more and can enjoy what you do more. And, you know, hopefully then your clients pass that on and so on and so
exactly, forth. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's something that it's been an incredible experience for sure.
Yeah. What would you say, you know, you've had really massive growth in the last 2 months, but you've had your agency for, you know, off and on for 5 years, you know, as a side gig while you had other jobs and everything. What would you say is the most challenging part of taking your agency from like a 5K with like two or three clients as a side gig to, you know, like the 30 where you're at now? What would you say is the biggest challenge to get there?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it was, you know, a lot of trial and error. And essentially when I started the agency, I would basically attend aesthetic trade shows. I would also get in Facebook groups, you know, like say med spa groups and stuff like that. And kind of like, you know, and I would do a couple freelance work for a couple people and, you know, and the word would get out. Right. You know, and so I was getting referrals and aesthetic trade shows were really my lead generation tactic. Right. So I knew I had it all in me, you know, I knew that. And I had the, you know, the energy, the edge, the rush for this to make this work, but I just didn't have the tools and the process in line. And I think that's what the LEAP program has given me. And that's what I've been able to scale so fast rapidly, is that it's given me the tools. Yes, I mean, you know, and then you make obviously your own tweaks, like you said, and your own changes and adjustments and et cetera, but the foundation is there, right? Right. And I feel like I didn't have the foundation. I was great at marketing and everybody else, which is crazy, but I was never good at marketing for myself.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that is honestly, it's so common in the startup digital marketing world, is that digital marketers are great at marketing their clients, like their med spas, their e-com stores. But when it comes to like getting clients for their own agency, it's just like the light bulb turns off and they absolutely need help. But there's nothing wrong with that. And it's really common. And
yeah.
Knowing how to seek that help and find that help, it's totally worth it once you invest in yourself and make that decision. You know, yeah. So the answer for you then is systems and processes. Figuring out what your systems and processes are was the hardest part of getting your agency to where it is today.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Just, you know, I wake up now with the motive and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this and that. Right. And I kind of have the blueprint, you know, and when I first started, you know, I was just focused on LEAP, and I still am in a way. Basically, you know, I try to get as much marketing channels out there as possible. And I literally focus on each one, fine tuning each one to keep tweaking them to make sure they're performing at high levels and, you know, and learning. I'm still learning every day. So I just basically, my number one focus is LEAP gen. So I literally will watch your sales course maybe, I don't know, 10 times. I literally keep watching it as motivational as well. So, but yeah, it's literally been the LEAP program. That's been a gold mine for me, you know. And it's not just, you know, I know they had the different tiers and I jumped up to the LEAP program just because I wanted the support. And it also makes you accountable as well at the same time, right? So being in the Slack chat group and throwing out discussions and then being in the Facebook group, you know, hearing other people's wins, you know, it motivates you and it makes you accountable.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Being a part of that, like the mastermind group, definitely makes you, you know, it's like, I invested in this. I need to make it happen. And it helps fuel you on a day-to-day basis and having, yes, you know, our account managers poke you and go through and make sure that, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing definitely helps as well. I kind of, when on the systems and processes thing, like when I originally built the Done For Agency program, that's literally what I was building it for. It was like, I had, you know, got my agency to a place where I was really happy with it, but it took years for me to figure out, like you said, through trial and error, all those things. I built it with three main buckets: lead gen, building your team of contractors, and sales. So leads, team, and sales. And I figured out, like, once those three things are in place, you can scale pretty quickly. Like doing right now, like in 2 months, you went, you know, up an additional 65K. And that can happen once those three things are locked in place. Once you know your sales process, once you have the team to fulfill on the clients that you get, and once you have a pipeline that's full, so you can then use
that. Leads, And I think the team, having a contractor team and a team that you can depend on, it really takes tons of like bricks off your shoulders, right? Because, you know, you can be like, bam, I can do this and that. We have it covered. Don't worry. You know what I mean? Like, so now you have teams that literally, you know, cause we all have our strengths and weaknesses, right? But just having that set of teams that all they do is focus on ads, you know, lead generation, right? It literally just, it makes your sales call so much easier. Like, you know,
because you know, you're
not second guessing yourself. Exactly. You're not second guessing yourself on the phone call or after the phone call, right? Because you have a team that can do it already. So that's such a huge help.
Yeah. You can fully believe in the service that you're providing, which gives you the confidence on the sales calls that you need to actually, you know, fully commit to the sales process, because you know deep down that you're absolutely going to kill it for this client. And if they don't go with you, they're going to leave that conversation worse than if they signed up with you and they were able to grow their business, because you're 100% confident that you can deliver.
And that energy and that energy and vibe shows up on the calls as well, you know, the customer sees like how excited you are to start turning wrenches for their business, right? To get in there and start working. So they see that vibe, you know, and when you're just that much more confident on the phone call, and that energy feeds to them as well. And they're like, all right, where do I sign up? You know? So
Yes. And it works in the opposite too. If you come to that call with doubt and fear and worry that, oh God, what if they do sign up and I don't do such a good job? That will carry through on your tone. And exactly. They're gonna hear that, and it's literally like repellent for sales. Exactly. Like it, you couldn't sell worse than, you know, having a doubt in your voice or shaky on your sales calls. Like that will absolutely crush your sales. Confidence, you know, is so, so important. And that's what the team is supposed to enable you to do. That the team plus the actual sales structure, the two call close, and so on.
Talk as you already have that account, you know, like you're on it.
So yeah. 100%. Let's talk about your leads a little bit. What's the main channels of leads that you're using right now?
So I literally built, Sam helped me, you know, when we first initially, but I literally built a kind of like an org chart of where I'm going to get leads from and like lead marketing channels that I was building. So I just about have just about every lead possible channel, and I'm still building. Facebook ads has been really a home run for me. I've been able to get the biggest clients from there mostly.
Yeah.
LinkedIn outreach has been awesome. LinkedIn outreach, cold email, I've gotten a couple leads from there. Then you got your VA prospecting. I have a VA prospecting person that's on like LinkedIn, social media, everywhere, just sending messages to people. And then obviously I have my VA cold callers as well. That's making calls on a daily basis. Some of them I need to fine tune. You know, getting one lead a month or even say, for example, if you have a cold calling VA person and they get you your first lead 3 months later, right? You still make enough money profit margins that it covers all that cost for the first 3 months. Like, I mean, yes, it's great to have 5-10 leads from them, but the cost that you invest is so low. And then when you capture a lead, it literally covers it all up. So the more fishing lines you have out there, the better chance you're going to catch a fish. Right. So that's my goal, you know, is to have as much out there as possible. And, you know, and it carries brand recognition as well. So they might not be ready now, but maybe later.
100%. Eduardo, like, I think I personally watching you grow, like I attribute this piece, almost the most out of everything is your dedication to your pipeline, and keeping it full. That's cause I worked with so many agency owners at this point that, you know, I know what is really needed. And one thing that is just absolutely critical in the beginning stages is a full pipeline. Like your sales process does not matter. Your contracting team does not matter if you don't have leads to sell them to, period.
Correct.
So, you know, as a startup agency, those two things, yeah, they need to get in place, but you need to spend like all of your time on keeping your pipeline full, period. And the best way and the most effective way to do that is to have as many sources of leads going at one time, because I'm sure you've experienced this as well. Facebook ads is great, but there are weeks where it's not. Like Facebook ads will have a rough week and your lead costs will go up or your leads will evaporate. Like you won't get any.
I've had that already, you know, I'll get one lead a month, you know, I mean, one lead a week or, you know, and I'm like, oh, what's going on here? I'm freaking out here, you know,
it's a really great channel, but it can absolutely happen. And you can't, as an agency, and especially like as iOS 14 is hitting right now and all these things that are going on in the ads world, like we cannot be dependent on one source of leads, you know, like Facebook. Yeah. So, you know, your dedication to, you know, Facebook ads, but also the other lead gen channels like, you know, LinkedIn and email outreach and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, I closed a lead because I literally stopped by a business. Literally, I just had the edge to stop by this business and it was a boutique equestrian place. And I just had the edge to stop by and talk to the owner. And I literally, and he gave me the account, like and literally face-to-face deal that I closed. Like, I just had the edge to stop.
I already thought, like, I want to just go in there, or how did that
happen? Yeah. I mean, I always pass this place, like, every day, like, and I really, really like the products that they sell. Yeah. And I'm like, and they had a real particular niche, you know, equestrian horse industry. And, you know, and it was like, man, I want to stop by and see, you know, I want to figure out if he's struggling. Like, I try to go there and say, what are your pain points? What, you know, and you know, what are you struggling in? And I'll definitely tell you if I can help, you know, and if I can't, I can't, you know, I'll be honest with you, but regardless, at least we make that connection.
Yeah.
I was able to close a deal by randomly stopping by and just greeting myself, you know, good old fashioned marketing. But yeah.
I love that story. That's freaking awesome. Like that's that entrepreneurial fire that you need to, in order to grow your business. Like if you don't have that, like when I was just starting out, you know, there are a few things that I absolutely hated, like the networking events. I hated, like, some people are good at them. I hated them. Like going and shaking hands, being like, I do social, like at the time I was like, I do social media marketing and everything. Yeah. I felt so uncomfortable in that space. And so I was just like, there has to be other ways, but I still had that like fire, that intensity. So I would channel that into digital forms of outreach. And I would just spend my days doing tons of digital outreach. I was doing custom Loom videos and sending, you know, outreach, saying their name, saying, you know, giving them advice on their websites, all types of stuff. Yeah. And it would land me a plenty of work, like, then I was able to kind of stay in my safe zone, you know, I guess scratch that itch that, you know, that entrepreneurial fire where, you know, I'm taking action daily, to move my business forward. And I think, you know, you definitely display that by like seeing a store that you relate with, you like the products and you walk right in the door and get a contract.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. I had the itch, you know, and like I said, there's so many businesses around us. Every place that has everything needs marketing.
Yes.
So, you know, we have so
opportunities are boundless.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's crazy. It's just, you know, trying to not get consumed on everything. You know what I mean? They're out there for sure. You know, and it, like you said, you know, you can't just rely on Facebook ads and say, hey, you know, I'm going to get all my leads from this, you know, and it's just, no, it's not going to happen. I've been able to get leads from every channel.
Yeah.
I've been able to get leads for every channel so far.
The reason multiple channels is crucial is because all channels are going to have bad weeks. All channels are going to have dips and everything, but the chances of all channels dipping at the exact same time are almost zero. Right. Correct. And so that's how you can, you know, secure your lead gen is by having all those channels, because they're not all going to go down at one time, but they will take little breaks here and there, each one.
And the lead program has all the channels. I mean, I know you guys just updated it with Beto Calling Leads. I'm still working that as well, but all the channels are on there. It's literally the starter guide is really on there. It tells you literally what to do. Just add your own flavor and your own style in it to make it yours. But the templates are there. So like, that's one of the things that I focus on, sales and leads, and literally just go from there.
And we gave you your team. So it's like, it's all done. It's ready to go.
Exactly.
I love it. Let's talk a little bit about your sales process. Because clearly you're doing well, on your sales and in your closing deals. So, you know, what do you think? First tell me about the sales process. How many calls are average, are your sales calls and what's happening on those calls?
I mean, the average ones that I've been, you know, I've been following a two-step sales call, and I was very, very skeptical about it.
Yeah.
When I first started, cause I was just used to doing one call, and I'm like, what else more do I have to say? You know, how am I going to make this last two calls? Right. And I'm like, I'm going to run out of content. And I used to do all my sales calls in one call when I would just call a client, you know, but the two-step sales calls really makes so much sense. Right. And, you know, and my strategy is I tell clients, you know, and some of them will be like, well, can't you just tell me everything on the first call? You know? And I'm like, you know, and I kind of tell them is, you know, and I kind of bring up, you know, you do the research and I kind of bring up one of their competitors. Right. And I was like, do you do everything that your competitor does? Isn't your business different from Joe that's right down the street? You know, so kind of explain to them, so why would your marketing, why should your marketing be the same as everyone else, you know? And yeah. I kind of tell them that we don't do a cookie cutter approach, you know, and, you know, not only are we qualifying you, we're qualifying you, but also you're qualifying us, right? So we don't take every client that we, you know, there's a wait list, you know, I try to create that demand, that there's a wait list demand, we're qualifying you to make sure you're a fit for us, right? Because especially when we're switching to that performance-based model down the road, you know, we want to make sure this is, you know, and I kind of tell them, this is, we don't do any long-term contracts, you know, our goal is to become long-term business partners. Yeah. And, you know, and we want to make sure that your business is a fit for us and vice versa, that we're a fit for you. So, but yeah, no, the two-step sales call took me a while to get a hold of, but the first call is really, I mean, kind of like how you have it in the program, you know, I kind of listen, I let them talk about their business. They're probably talking about 80% of the call. Mm-hmm. And it's me learning about their business, you know, learning about them as an individual, you know, what their hobbies are, interests are, you know, building that relationship, and then and learning about their goals and what their pain points are in their business, you know, how they do post pandemic, right? How are they doing during the pandemic? You know, just learning about their business. And essentially, if after you're actually qualifying them as you're hearing them talk, right? And you'll kind of know what type of revenue they're making, you know, what are their goals in the future, right? And you can kind of qualify them and say, oh, well, you know, we had a great conversation. You know, I'd like to congratulate you, you know, that you've made it to the second call, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of make them, and they're like, sometimes they kind of feel like it's weird. Like, what do you mean, like, congratulate me? I called you, you know? And I'm like, you know, and I kind of feel like, well, I'm congratulating you. You made it to the second call. You know, not everyone makes it to the second call with us. You know, and then the second call is essentially, you know, redo a little bit of reviews. You know, I'm reviewing their website, their social media presence, you know, all their Google business listings showing up and their reviews as a business. And, you know, and then basically mainly focusing on their pain points as the strategic plan is revolving around their pain points and how we can take that stress off.
You couldn't do it in one call though. Like, you couldn't have all of that prepared to walk.
You can't have that information. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what really struck, like, this is the best idea ever, having two calls, you know? Yeah. And so on it. And then the average sales calls, the average ones that I close take about three calls.
Three
or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
No, it's very third, normal. Because after you pitch on that second call, you're typically going to get some type of objection or some type of, you know, some type of pushback that you, you know, you'll have to handle then. But if you handle it effectively, oftentimes you'll be able to put, you know, that third call on the books and then proceed payment on that third call.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The third call is usually to kind of close them, kind of give them a welcome call introduction, so to speak. And, you know, to kind of get the credit card, go over the contract if they have any additional questions after that. So that's usually the third call process, at least been for me. So,
nice.
But no, I mean, the two call, you have to do this two call sales process, and you'll be able to qualify an account, you know, cause yes, we have the lead funnel questions, right? That we're basically pre-qualifying the client as they're doing, but you get a lot through the cracks still that, you know, they say they're making $40,000 a month. And after you know, you don't kind of put them out, but you kind of do at the same time because you're doing calculations with them over the phone, you know, and like if your average conversion is this, you know, and you're making X amount of my calculation shows that you're making 20, not 50, you know, is that correct?
And then they're like, oh, well, you know, we have some other things going on too that.
Well, they're like, well, that was December. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, Christmas. So, but not essentially reoccurring revenue. And that's the goal you would like to get. You would like to get to that number reoccurring.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, and it's not that you're putting them out. It's just you're more, you know, they take that as knowledge at the end of the day. And they're like, well, this person really knows what they're talking about.
And you're uncovering that pain. That pain is, you know, I'm not actually at that amount of revenue, you know, that I'd like to be at. And you're presenting yourself as the person that's going to help them get there. You define the pain, get their goals, and then map out, you know, the path to get there, all while building trust in you as the service provider.
Yep. And then talking to the, I mean, there's customers that offered certain skincare services, like, you know, whatever, a face patch or whatever. And I was like, well, you have great products and they're always coming back to buy you. Let's open up a subscription base. And that's been some, you know, so I've been able to bring some extra additional services to them. And like, look, you can, if you do a subscription base, you know, you can easily get to your goal by signing X amount of clients. Because then, you know, that's reoccurring revenue.
Yep.
So, you know, just being able to provide value to them is what they're looking for, right? Because, you know, I mean, we're the experts, right? We're supposed to be the experts.
Yeah.
So that's our job, is to provide value for them. And even if they go with you or not, you know, at the end of the day, you were able to kind of give somebody a free consultation in a way and help them out. And, you know, a lot of times people are not ready right now. So I have a lot of clients that I had to disqualify them. And, but, you know, but then we keep that communication open through the active email campaigns and stuff like that. So that, you know, hopefully when they're ready, then they'll reach out to you. But at this time, they were not ready. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But, you know.
So let me recap with a quick lightning round. And then after that, I will have one final question that I like to ask to everybody. Sound good?
Yeah. Right. Perfect.
So how many months ago did you join the Done For You Agency program?
Roughly 2 months.
Roughly 2 months. And in that 2 months, how much revenue have you generated for your agency?
$65,000. Yes. I still can't believe when I say it.
Love it. And what is it about the program that you think enabled you to grow so fast?
The support, really. I mean, the support, the team, accountability, the course, you know, it's everything. You know, a lot of times there's courses out, there's courses everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. But having that support and having an all-star team, like, it's really, that's what really takes it over the top. Yeah. Cause anybody can read a blog, right? I mean, even a lot of these lead gen, if you just Google, there's stuff on there everywhere. Right. But having that team support really takes it over the top. And you guys have an all-star team.
Thank you. All right. So last question for you. What is the number one piece of advice that you would give to someone else that's maybe listening to the podcast or watching this video that is just starting their agency, like super green, brand new? What's the number one piece of advice you would give to them out the gate?
Wow. Hustle. it's really hard to answer in one question, but it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? So, you know, and my focus would just focus on lead gen, right? Because if you focus on everything else, you know, if you focus on onboarding and processing and everything else, right? And how you communicate internally, if you focus on all that other stuff, it's gonna overconsume you.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna focus on, you can't do it. So why worry about onboarding clients and doing the work, and why worry about any of that stuff? Until you get clients, because you can't do any of that stuff until you get clients anyways, right? So why stress yourself on something that is not necessarily needed right now at the moment to stress over?
Yeah. So I've seen people that are just totally hung up on their niche. They're totally hung up on which services they want to offer. They're totally hung up on just
get started.
Yeah.
Just work. Yeah. Just get started.
Get,
so if you wait too long, you're never going to start. Right?
Get them on the phone. Find out what the help they need, and have the team in place that can offer a wide range of marketing services so that you can offer the thing that they need.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? Well, I mean, it's a no-brainer to join the lead program. I mean, all that stuff that consumes you is already taken care of. You have the contractor team, right? You have your pipe drive that's going to be full, right? With Facebook ads, right? So the two biggest things are already are taken care of. All you gotta do is just focus on lead gen and focus on other marketing channels, which you guys already provide the blueprint for those on what to do. You just gotta do it. So just focus on lead gen and just keep building from there. And then eventually, you know, you get larger, you'll hire yourself. And then I'm not even there yet, but with the lead team, we get a sales closer.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I just can't wait to get one of those, because then I know that I can move my time to focus on other things even more, to be able to hopefully bring even more leads for the sales closing.
It's coming quick.
Yeah, but if you're not getting leads, you know, if you're not growing each month, you're essentially going out of business.
Totally agree. Right?
So, you know, because one client comes on board, one client might leave. So you got to keep growing.
Your advice, stay laser focused on lead gen. Don't be distracted by other things. I think that is just phenomenal advice. It's something that I repeat myself to others all the time to try and keep them, you know, keep them focused on what really matters and then handle, you know, the things down the line as they present themselves. But yeah, especially in those early days, it's all about lead gen. Eduardo, thank you again so much for joining me here on the FAAB podcast. I think, like I said, your story, you know, 65K in about 2 months is just so awesome. I think it's going to inspire a ton of people. And I think, you know, the insights that you've given us today inside of your agency and the things that you've learned are really going to help other members of the program and also people that are considering joining the program and
their
agencies out there.
I love it. I love it. Perfect. Well, no, thank you guys so much again. I can't never thank you guys much, but I love it. And, you know, I only see up from here, so I'm excited.
Only up.
That's it.
Awesome. Can't wait to see where you are in like a month, even let alone 6 months, but a month. Super exciting. All right, Eduardo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man. Much appreciated. Thank you. Bye-bye.